wanted to welcome my friend Tracy here to the Your Life as a Story podcast. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hello.
Thank you so much for taking your time to come and talk with me today. I know that you have many different aspects of your life. You're, like many women I know, very busy, wife, mom, you work. I know you're active in your community. So I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today.
Well, I'm honored that you even asked me. I think this is
exciting. Oh, thanks. So I know we chatted a little bit, but we're here to talk primarily about one aspect of your life story. If you wanted to share a little bit about your daughter, Keely, and kind of the experience and life changes that you've gone through with her, that would be great.
Okay. First, it was exactly 7 years ago yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So it was ironic that we're discussing it today, that my daughter, who was a very healthy soccer playing, pain in the neck, 12-year-old daughter, didn't feel well one weekend. And so took her to the doctor on Monday, the 27th of 2017. And when she couldn't put her chin to her chest, the doctor said right away, that means there's swelling and we need to go to the hospital. And the doctor's office called the emergency room, called the ambulance, and we got brought there. But unfortunately, we then waited 4 hours.
Once you were in the emergency room?
Yes. We were put in a room. She was given some fluids. But what we were told later is the doctor did not believe that it was meningitis, which is what the concern was by our doctor.
Okay.
We called the nurse in a few times. Keely slowly was, you could tell, losing. She had trouble walking into the doctor's appointment at 9 o'clock that morning. So throughout the day, she was losing her stability and just her wherewithal on everything. She was getting confused. And they just said, the doctor will be with you soon.
Now, didn't you two just run a marathon or do a marathon?
So Keely and I had run a 4 mile run in Patapsco State.
Was that the day before?
That was Saturday. And she said the only reason she ran with me is because she didn't feel well.
Oh, okay.
So that, which was odd. Usually we ran a lot of races together and she often would, you know, just go ahead of me and meet me again. And this was like a Princess and Pirates with the Moms Run This Town group. But she stayed with me the whole time and we chatted. And then that night she didn't feel well. Oh, but I think we had to go to a play. And she was exhausted. And then the next morning she woke up and I went to go on my run and she said she had the worst headache of her life. So I'm bringing out oils and massaging her neck and thinking this is going to help. But she just started getting sick all day. So I'm like, okay, this is February. It could be the flu. It could be her first migraine. That's where my mind went. And then when we took her to the doctor, they said, they didn't tell me why, but we just went to the hospital. So we did not know that they were suspecting meningitis, which it's a long story. I won't bore you all with it. But while we were watching Keely and she was lying down, eventually she died. Her eyes rolled in the back of her head. And when I called the nurse in, they called a code blue.
Oh, my God, Tracy.
And with that, they rushed her right out of the room and did a tracheostomy and they're working on her, and there happened to be an ambulance right in the area that would take her to Johns Hopkins.
Okay.
So we were very fortunate she got taken to Johns Hopkins, and that's where we started our adventure.
Yeah. I can't believe it's been 7 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Your life, everybody's lives have changed so much in these past 7 years.
A lot, I have to say. We have two boys and they are older, Keely's older brothers, and they did really well. Liam was working towards his going to college, figuring things out. He had a senior year ahead of him and we didn't get to take him to all the places to look at colleges because we were in the hospital. He did his driving test while we were in the hospital. So it was interesting. As he says, he felt he was the man of the house during
that really?
Time. Because he had his younger brother, who was also Keeley's older brother, and was helping take care of him. And when Liam got his driver's license, he drove into the city every
wow.
day in a stick shift.
Wow.
Like, it was amazing that they would come in and visit their sister all the time.
Oh, that's wonderful. So is meningitis, was that the official diagnosis of what caused everything?
Well, no. So backstory was she has always had a runny nose.
Okay.
And I had taken her to the allergist a half a dozen times. And then I'm like, I don't know. What else can we do? We've tried every spray. We've tried every medication. We've tried everything. You've done all the dots all over her body. She's not allergic to anything. He goes, well, let's try the ENT. So we had gone to the ENT literally 2 weeks before this happened. And he said he didn't really, he just looked at it and he did a basic, like, let me just see what you look like, and said, let's try this stronger nose spray. Come to find out, a year after Keeley had the stroke, she was in the hospital. And I said, can we do some kind of surgery on her nose? Because it is running all the time. So Keeley ended up with her stroke. She became a total quadriplegic. She can't use her arms, her hands, her legs. She can't even move her head. She can't even keep it up. So we have nursing at night. And every night her nose would run and she'd have snot all over the place. And, you know, we'd help clean her up as best we can during the night. But it was just constantly running. It would also happen throughout the day. And they said, do you really think it's that bad? Now, I have been saying that it's bad every time we went in the hospital, but I was always told given another nose spray or they would start suctioning her nose. I finally got one doctor who said, let's just test what's coming out of her nose. And they came to find out that it was brain fluid.
Are you serious?
She had a small hole in her brain and they ended up having to patch that hole. So more than likely is what happened is an infection got into her brain through the hole. And that's why she had the stroke.
Holy cow. So how long ago was it that the fluid that was coming out of her nose was tested?
That was six years ago.
Holy cow.
So then she had to have brain surgery to close that. And they did. And her nose, she hardly has a runny nose anymore.
Wow. That's amazing. So how long was she in the hospital? Originally.
So she was in Johns Hopkins for about one full month. And then we went to Kennedy Krieger, which is a rehab, did rehabilitation for 5 months.
Okay. And then, like you said, she's a complete quadriplegic now?
Yes.
Okay. So, and during that time, you guys moved, didn't you?
We ended up having to move. We were in an old Victorian and we couldn't make it accessible for her. Our driveway was really far away. There were power lines in the backyard that would have had to been moved by BGE. And we did all this contacting, but it was money-wise, it was getting to be $300,000-$400,000 to do to our house, and we'd have to add to it. So fortunately, a weird story is a friend of mine who has a son who has no muscle control and is nonverbal was living in this house that we're in right now. And I knew that they were thinking about moving. And when I called her the day after this happened to her, Keeley, she said, yeah, we're going to move in June. So we just stayed and we ended up buying their house, which already has a lift, already has an elevator in the garage. There was already a nice enough space that Keeley could get around in her wheelchair in the house.
Right. Wow, that's pretty amazing. And the thing
that was
cool. And the thing with Keeley is that anybody that knows Keeley knows that she is smart as a whip. She is so intelligent.
Oh, that's okay. This story, I don't know if I ever told you this one. So this happened February 27th. She loved Pi Day because of numbers.
Okay.
So Pi Day is 314. On Pi Day, I looked at her and she couldn't communicate. When this first happened, her tongue had swelled, her face was swollen, and she could hardly communicate. And everything was done through her eyes. So I said, would you by chance remember what pi is? And she was able to blink out the first, I don't know, 30 digits of pi.
That's amazing.
So I'm like, okay, her brain is there.
You're like, she's in there.
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing.
So, and she has kept her brain ability. You know, she's in college now at UMBC. We're always working on learning about new technology. Unfortunately, her voice is soft and Dragon doesn't work very well. So we're still working with that. But she is in the beginning group of people with a company called Augmental. And she wears a piece in her mouth that is like a mouse.
Okay.
And she's able to use her tongue to move things around on the screen.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. Is that the program that you guys were like part of the pilot for?
Yes.
Okay. That's great. So how long, I was thinking about this. So when something like this happens, you just have to be just on autopilot, just trying to take care of everything, really not having time to think about things. How long do you think it took for it to sink in that this was going to be like your new life, that this was going to be the way things were going to go?
I guess I probably almost
two years.
Because I think I was just not sure. Keely was in the hospital a lot the first 2 years. We found out she needed brain surgery. She had a lot of UTIs. She was doing a lot of home and hospital for her education in the beginning. But the school was very good and worked with us a lot. And she was able to move along with her testing and everything.
So would you mind sharing what a typical day is like for you and like the type of care that Keely needs? Because I don't know if anybody really understands the gravity and the level of what needs to be done in your house.
Sure. Well, once Keely wakes up, there's somebody with her 24/7 because she can't do anything. So we have nursing right now at night. We're in the room with her by 7 o'clock every single morning. One of us, usually David. It starts once she wakes up, we switch her. At night, she's on a Trilogy, which breathes for her. And what happens is she switches over to a diaphragm pacer. She was also in the top, I think she was the 22nd pediatric patient to get this.
Oh, okay.
That is a diaphragm pacer, is similar to a pacemaker, and it kind of zaps her diaphragm so that she can breathe. It's also much smaller and more convenient for her. So we start out every morning. She has to get nebs through her drake. And we have to do cough assist because she can't cough at all. And that forces air in and out of her lungs to just make sure there's no goopa in there. And whether she's feeling totally fine or not, we do it every single day. When she doesn't feel well, we have to use a vest to shake things up to try to get it out. So that goes to, she's awake now. We switch her over to the diaphragm pacer. And then we have to do cares, check her skin because she gets breakdown on her elbows and her heels and stuff. So she has to do it. We have to every day do a full body scan, change all of her, do ointments. She always gets ointment on her neck because the trach ties bother her. And she always gets ointment on all of her other paraphernalia coming out of her body. She has a suprapubic. That's a tube that has to be cleaned. She has a G-tube where she only gets water through it, but that has to be cleaned every day. And she has pain there at all times, and that gets lidocaine. And then she has the diaphragm pacer. So all of those things have to be checked every day and cleaned. And then we change her diaper, and then we change her clothing. And she gets all new clothing and cream and do cares for her, you know, brushing her teeth, washing her face, putting some lotion on, brush her hair, get her into a sling and put her over into a wheelchair that she's able to maneuver in. And then we have to feed her breakfast, give her all of her medications. And then the day is usually about to start.
Right. After doing all of that, then the day starts, right?
Yes.
And I know one of the struggles that you've had is trying to get consistent care, nursing care for her. I saw that you were posting for needing some nursing help.
we're hopeful because I'm meeting somebody like tomorrow and I'm meeting somebody on Saturday. That post seems to really have gotten out.
Okay, good.
We met a great person the other day and she, like usually we get a lot of LPNs, what we've had in the past, and those are usually people from that aren't looking to further their education. They're happy being an LPN and they like home health care or in facilities, okay, which usually doesn't have people talking to them.
Right.
And Keely talks and they tend to not last very long.
Oh, that's interesting.
What ends up happening. So the woman we just had is trying to get her PhD and just really wants to learn about everything. So we probably won't have her super long, but it's the quality, not the quantity is what I'm looking at. She'll be great to have here, I think. And we'll be able to teach her all the things we do for Keely every day. And yet she'll probably be able to give us a pointer or two.
Oh, that'll be great. I hope that works out for you. Yeah, that's great.
So she's picking one day. We have somebody, but yeah, the nights also, there's no backup. If somebody calls in sick, the system doesn't give us somebody else.
Okay. So if somebody calls out, that's it. Then you just are without.
Okay. Exactly. And like next week, unfortunately, two of our people helping us are going to not be available so I'm have to go to school with Keely on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay. And are you still working?
Yeah. And then I work from
home.
Work is very understanding, but I also end up I either bring it with me. I have a laptop I can bring with me sometimes, but with Keely, I really have to have eyes on. So I tend to not work with her at school. Or I just do it at night.
Okay. So are there any organizations that have been particularly helpful for you and your family that you would recommend or let others know about?
Determined to Heal with Josh Basil. He's awesome. He got Keely out at playing golf. He got Keely bowling. And we went on a sailboat called The Impossible Dream.
Awesome.
So it's allowing her to do things that we thought the door was closed.
Oh, that's amazing. Are they based out of Maryland?
Yeah, he lives in Maryland. He's a quadriplegic. He's an attorney. And he became a quadriplegic in college, his first year of college. A wave hit him. And he also has a significant other, a wife. I mean, a significant other. He has a significant other.
Yeah, don't get him in trouble.
No. Can we delete that part? But he has two children. I mean, it's beautiful, his life, and just the amount of help he's given us too. Like if we have legal questions, he can't answer it. He has a contact.
Okay. So Determined to Heal. Well, that's a great.
Right. Yep. And two is the number. It's Determined with the number two. Heal. And we do a fundraiser for them every year with dry cookie mix. Did I do that with you ever? I thought I did. I was like, I thought you got some.
2 years. I think I've done it for 2 or 3 years. Yes.
Okay. We usually are able to donate close to at least $1,000. I think it was
$1,200.
Oh,
that's amazing.
And that's at $20 a pop. So like, that's pretty good. That's a lot of cookie jars.
Yeah, that's great. That's amazing. So, go ahead. Any other organizations that you would recommend?
Doors has helped us a lot. And DORS, and I can't remember what the acronym is, but they helped with Keely's schooling. We were able to, they're helping us with, Dragon. They got us the professional Dragon, which is better than the basic Dragon. So that's really nice that they were able to get that.
That's great. I think DORS is Division of Rehabilitation Services. That's through the county, correct? Yes. Okay. Okay. That's good to know.
We're also part of the Model Waiver Program, which is Medicaid.
Okay.
And that we were able to get in. They only have so many openings, I guess, period, whether they do 200 or 300 each year, or people get out of it as they age. But Keely is a unicorn. So right now she's going to stay in the program for a while, we think.
Right. Because I just don't think there can ever be enough. You can never have too much help. You know,
right.
Right. So that was one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is what your experience has been with actually getting help. I know that you probably got a lot of help and concern and, you know, thoughts and things people offering when this first happened. But what does life look like now, 7 years later? Are you still getting help from people? Do you feel like you've been forgotten? Like, where are things now?
I definitely feel that we lost a good amount of friends because I think people were just very uncomfortable, not sure of what to say. And I've heard that if I reach out to them, they're like, I just didn't know what to do or say. So they chose nothing. So we don't have contact with them. Our church has been great. We still get information from them. Catholic Community Relay has given us donations. One of the women still is cutting up vegetables and fruit for us every month and drops it off at our doorstep.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So in that respect, it's phenomenal. I have a few friends I know that some that just come and bring me a cup of coffee. Because sometimes if I have Keely, I can't go anywhere. And I've often just said, if someone could just surprise me, or if I have to go to school, especially with the high school, like if someone could bring me a cup of coffee or something, because I don't have any. And so I've had some friends who have definitely stepped up and done that.
Okay. So what would you like people to know, like overall, like what ways could people help you now and help your family now?
That's a really good question. I think we're doing really well in a lot of ways. I think it's just getting the help that we need with RNs. Okay. To help with Keely's independence. If we can get Keely right now, what we go through, I think, which is normal for a night, she's 19 now. She really wants her independence,
right?
Like a normal 19, but she has so much comfort and security here. She's afraid to leave. And it's often like, Mom, can you walk me out to the van? You know, it's like, but you haven't got a nurse. If we get all good people to work for us, and that's easier said than done. So she's comfortable with them, that she doesn't need me. I think that would be the best thing.
Okay. Okay. And now, is there a way that the community or your friends could support you?
Bring me a coffee every once in a while.
How do you like your coffee? I forgot.
I like a medium hot latte with skim milk. Put it out there for all to know. I want it in the paper. Extra hot.
Oh, yeah, that's how I am. I like my coffee extra hot.
Because why do you want lukewarm coffee? By the time you're drinking it later, it's going to be
worse. My husband says, I said, I want it so it like it's going to burn my face off. Like, I want it that hot.
Yes. Thank you. We must be coffee sisters.
I don't really think you're asking for much, Tracy, if you're just asking for a cup of coffee. Oh, my gosh. Do you listen to any podcasts, or are you a podcast person?
I did. I listened to a lot of murder.
Okay.
Podcasts.
You listen to murder podcasts?
I do listen to a lot of murder. Otherwise, a lot of books on tape. I started going to books on tape because I just felt like that was more. Whenever I run out of a book, I go back to my murder.
Oh, book. Okay. So is there a particular book that you like or that's been impactful for you?
In relation to this situation,
okay.
No. But not that I can think. Well, yes. Somebody dropped off a book about dying and didn't have a name on it. And it was just interesting to say, like, it's okay. If I guess at the time it was more the beginning of this happening. Like, it was a book that was kind of saying it's okay if Keely were to pass. And I'm really open. I don't feel insulted by very much. So I just thought that was a pretty cool book.
Okay. All right. All right. And then I think one of the last questions I wanted to ask you is, do you still find moments of joy in your life? And if you do, what brings you joy?
I definitely feel that that's a lot harder. I don't feel like I have control of my life right now. I don't have control of my free time. I don't have control of really whatever I plan. I feel like anything could be canceled. But for me to find joy, it's usually in reading, going for a walk, or being in my car by myself.
Okay.
I love
okay.
that.
Now, are you still running? Do you still run?
Unfortunately, I had to get a knee replacement, so I'm just
walking. Okay. I didn't know you had a knee replacement.
I'm walking. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happened.
So you're walking. Okay.
We're doing, a friend and I are doing speed walking, so we try to walk 14 minute miles.
Oh, but, good for you.
Which is kind of what I was running right before, so I feel like this is pretty good.
I think that's impressive. Oh, is there anything else that you would like to share about Keely or about your situation or anything?
I think my biggest thing, and I thank you for asking me, is for parents to educate their children to approach people who are different.
Okay.
Because I really feel we lost friends, but Keely lost pretty much all of her friends. If it weren't for me, I feel often asking parents of her friends, like, could they maybe come over on Wednesday? Or could we do a party? Or could we, the initiative was never there. And it's really hard for her because she was a pretty shy person to begin with. And now if you see her in a hallway, she's got a person with her with a backpack. In case anything happens, we have to have all of her supplies with her. She's in a wheelchair, so she's harder to approach. But if you're in a class with her, like, say, hi, I saw you in class. When people do that, you should see how much she brightens up.
And, you know, that's really simple. That is a really simple thing to just say, hi, how are you? Can you help me with this project? Because I bet you she could help them.
Exactly. I try to tell her this. I'm like, you need to offer yourself in a class. If I was in school with her the other day and we were doing physics, and she was doing physics. And, but the teacher decided to make that day a practice exam. And I had to write for her. And I know that I knew physics was a different language. And she's going, Mom, now you have to write F subset, blah, blah. I go up, up, up. Never took physics. I don't know what I know what subset I did math.
Right.
But now you have to explain everything that needs to be written. And it's got to be so frustrating where if another brain who's in the same element as her could be doing this together. And I said to her, why don't you just ask the teacher? And she doesn't want to ask the teacher.
Now, do you think if somebody were to come up to her, like in class, and just say, can I ask what happened to you? Or if another parent came up to you and said, could I ask what happened? Is that an okay question to ask, or is that bothersome?
No, I love it.
You do? Okay.
I do.
And is Keely okay with that?
Yeah, she is. She just talks very softly. So it's hard, as you know, like sometimes it's just hard to hear her. And if she's been talking or doing something all day, she's hoarse. But she's more than happy to talk to anybody about anything, including her illness.
Okay. Yeah. So that's just another loss, you know, not her, you know, her physical loss, but her abilities, but then also social and friendships. That just makes things harder.
Yeah. Because we've been through the proms and all that. And who is she going to go with? Like, she did have friends that invited her to the prom, but then she's at a different level because she's in the wheelchair and everybody's standing and there's music. And it's hard to be inclusive with her unless you are conscientiously saying we have to include Keely. And then you have to be like-minded and try to get her. So just for thinking, like, let's just go to the mall. I mean, in high school, I know it was kids were going to the mall. They were going to the movies, but Keely was never invited.
Have you ever had a conversation with any of the parents of her friends?
Many of them.
Okay. And that didn't seem to change anything?
Mostly what would happen is they'd say that their child was going through things also. And they didn't see it. Or I'll mention it.
Oh. I'm sorry. I don't even know what to say about that. I just really don't even know what to say about that. That just kind of breaks my heart. And I know as a mom, that breaks your heart too. Because
exactly.
We only want the best for our kids.
And I can't tell you how many people who knew us, it was interesting because I would go with Keely to high school and I would see the kids who were in my house every year all the time because they were friends in elementary school. And now they would see me in the hallway at high school and they would say hello to me, but they didn't say hello to Keely.
That's interesting.
And I'd be like, that was interesting. Like, why won't you say that? She's right there. Right.
Huh.
So stuff like it's just really, it's always interesting. And now at college, I have to say what's really nice is when people, I didn't think that this would make a difference. I'm like, what can make a difference is people hit the handicap button so that the door is open for her.
Okay.
And to me, like, that is like the biggest blessing. When they hit it a couple times, I didn't know. It's like, don't pound it because now I'm a little sensitive. I'm like, I don't want you to break it. But it's so nice that when people see her coming and they're like, oh, and they'll go over, hit the button for her and get it open. I'm like, oh my God, that's just, and it's usually guys.
But you know, that's such a small act of kindness, but it makes such a big impact because that has stuck with you. Like you notice that.
Because otherwise I have to run ahead of her, you know, hit the button and then she's right. You know, it's always, it's a dance for me to get in front of her while she's rolling the thing. And then some don't open, some go forward and some go the other way. So it's always, so when someone else does it, it's just like, thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I think I haven't known you that long. I've only known you guys for a couple of years. And I think your family is amazing. And Keely is just, she's amazing. She's going to do great things. She is doing great things. And I'm so glad that I know you guys. And I am cheering you on and I'm in your corner and I will support you in any way I can.
And I feel that you are definitely a blessing and you have been just very positive. You laugh every time I see you. And I just love that. I love that about you. I know you have a lot on your plate and you've dealt with a lot from your past, and to see you smile is really a blessing.
Oh, thanks, Tracy. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and sharing your story. And I know it'll make a difference.
I hope so.
All right. Thanks.